This show is sponsored by MidasResources.com, your trusted source for precious metals since 1996. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237.
Welcome to the Corlin Economics Report, a weekly look at financial and political topics relating to asset-based investing. Guests on this program pay no fees to appear, and guests and hosts disclose any equity interest in company's profile. Now, the Corlin Economics Report.
Welcome in. You're listening to the weekend edition of the Corlin Economics Report. Corey and I are going to devote our first hour to macroeconomic / financial situations, conditions. Then we're going to go into some politics in the second hour. Starting out the first hour with Peter Buchvar. Peter is a very, very interesting individual. You either agree with him or you don't disagree with him. Isn't that the case with almost any human being you'd ever meet? But Peter's been around a long time, and his observations, I think, have been pretty spot on as long as he's been coming on the show. Peter, a lot of people were predicting just as recently as a couple weeks ago that we were going to see an absolute washout of the conventional markets in the United States. Well, that didn't happen. I mean, it looked like it was for a while there when the Dow gave up everything that it had gained so far this year. But of late, it's coming back in spades. What are your comments on that?
Well, I think the bounce back is a natural response to the sharp sell-off. You know, if this is a change in the complexion of the market in that where we've reached a high for now, bulls don't give up easy, and just the prospect of the Fed backing off from ending QE or keeping rates low forever is enough to see this kind of bounce back. But to me, the real test is what's next. So you have the sell-off, you have a bounce back, and if the bounce back doesn't get back what the sell-off brought, then you get into a situation of lower highs than a failed rally. So it's what happens next, to me, is more relevant than what's happened before this, both in terms of the downside and this bounce.
Peter, it has been interesting to see this 10% correction and then almost a spike in price over the last few days. And I understand what you're saying, that it's all about seeing if we reach that higher high. Do you have a time frame on which you expect to see that or want to see that if we are still bullish on the conventional markets?
No, actually, I don't expect a higher high. I expect a lower high. I think the end of QE is what has caused this, I guess, mini earthquake in the market that began on September 19th up until last week. And after this rally is over, and I believe it will, within days, it will be a failed rally, then we'll head back down again as QE officially ends next week. I think what's lost in this is, yes, the market's celebrating the possibility of another round of Fed easiness, but there are huge credibility issues that come from an institution that is ending QE that only came about because Operation Twist previously failed, which that only came about because QE2 failed, which only came about because QE1 failed in terms of generating sustainable growth. So to celebrate, oh, another round of QE, to me is more of a flash in the pan type celebration rather than anything that has new legs.
What are the odds of QE4 happening, Peter?
Well, I think they're high, but I think it's way out in the future, much further out than this market thinks, and at a market level, that's much lower than it is now. I don't think the Fed put, which when QE is off is out of the money, is out of the money by 10%. I think it's out of the money by 20%+. And while I think it would be a huge mistake to have another round of QE, we have to remember that the committee is still run by a bunch of doves that believe in this policy. So, again, the possibility of another round of QE is high, but much further out than thought. Because at the same time, there's still enormous amounts of pressure building on the Fed to actually raise short-term interest rates. I mean, we had the four-week moving average, or the four-week average in jobless claims today reaching the lowest level since 2000. And at the same time, we have emergency Great Depression-type level of interest rates. So I can't even jump to the possibility of QE because I think the pressure is building for the Fed to be actually raising short-term interest rates.
Peter, I'm glad you touched on Greece just there for a second, because I want to ask you, what impact do you think that the markets over in Europe will have on, first of all, what the Fed does, but then also the markets here in the U.S.?
Well, it's funny that everyone's in up in arms over the slowdown in Europe, but there's always been economic growth issues in Europe. I know we add Germany to the list, and that's what the concern is, but to tell me that French economic situation is breaking news, I find that hard to believe. So I think that this up in arms, again, is somewhat misplaced in that Europe hasn't really seen much growth outside of Germany for years. But yes, it is still important because obviously so much business is done there. And it also combines with the weakness that we're seeing in Asia, particularly China, and certainly also in Latin America. So this belief that the U.S. can somehow glide through and decouple from what's going on overseas, I think, is delusional. But it's, again, the mentality of buying every dip and the belief that central banks have a put on things. One last point on Europe. I think people should not lose attention to the fact that the ECB on June 5th pulled out a lot of stops, and the markets topped out in Europe a month later and have done nothing but go straight down. So this grip on asset prices that people think central bankers have, it's been lost in Europe, and I think it's going to be lost here pretty soon too.
You know, I think the interesting question here, and this is something that we're going to have to go on, you know, and discuss further in the next segment, but the interesting question here is, if you look at the world in total, okay, consider North America, you consider South America, you consider the Far East, you can consider the EU, etc., it's really interesting how I believe we're seeing weakness everywhere, yet with all of that weakness, I think that the United States seems to be in the catbird seat at this point. You know, the prettiest pig in the farmyard, for lack of better terms. Well, Pete, can you comment on that? We got 2 minutes here, and then we'll have to take a short break.
Well, to that point, I'm going to quickly read to you a quote from Market.com's measure of U.S. manufacturing today, where the index actually fell month over month. And they said in the release, quote, "A concern is that growth of new orders weakened sharply, which may translate into a further slowdown in coming months. The source of the slowdown appears to be weaker economic growth in key markets such as the Eurozone, China, and other emerging markets, which has hit export performance." But they also said domestic demand remains reassuringly strong. So that, of course, begs the question, is can the U.S. economy still remain this island unto itself? But we have to remember, this island unto itself is still only bringing us 2-2.25% GDP growth. So this is a relatively speaking better improvement, not an absolute situation where we're so strong here.
How accurate do you think those 2-2.5% GDP growth numbers are, Peter?
Well, I mean, I don't want to necessarily get into a discussion of quibbling with the Bureau of Labor Statistics. I mean, I'll take it for what it's worth and assume that that's what it is. But if you get more granular within it, we know housing is soft. We know capital spending is mediocre. We know consumer spending is mediocre. But that mediocrity has us at 2% growth instead of 3% plus. And now we have a threat with export growth, which is 13% of GDP. So this belief that the U.S. economy is humming, I have an issue with.
Okay, there you have it for the first segment. We're going to be right back with Peter. We're going to talk a little bit about what investors should be doing to protect themselves.
Al Corlin's firm, A.B. Corlin & Associates Incorporated, provides consulting services to public companies on matters of regulatory compliance. To find out more, follow the link from www.kereport.com. The Corlin Economics Report will be back after this brief timeout.
You're listening to GCN, proudly sponsored by UnseenNow.com. Lock down your digital life at UnseenNow.com. This is GCN.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Adam Miller here with Midas Resources. Today is October 24th, 2014. Gold opened at $1,233.30. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1,278.54, $639.27 for a half ounce, or $319.63 for a quarter ounce. That's $1,278.54, $639.27, and $319.63.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional and installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Your weekly fix on finance and investing. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Peter, you had some interesting things to say in the previous segment. What do you think people ought to be doing to protect themselves to try and shield themselves from what I think could be a really, really disastrous time in the relatively near future?
Well, I guess the easiest answer to that question is have cash, because obviously cash provides you with safety in terms of not losing anything on a nominal basis, and certainly also gives you optionality and firepower to take advantage of what will likely be an inevitable fall in asset prices because of the end of QE and a reduction in the faith and omnipotence of central bankers. You know, I know we've talked a lot about the metals, and you can't necessarily say, oh, metals are a safe place to be because they've been in a three-year bear market. But if you're looking at assets other than cash, you want to be looking at assets that have been pummeled, and gold and silver are in that group. And I think 2 weeks ago, we hit a major fundamental inflection point with the metals, and which I think coincided with the bounce, notwithstanding today's weakness. And that was the Federal Reserve finally throwing their hat in the ring of foreign currency wars. Up until those minutes were released that mentioned that, we obviously had the ECB, the Bank of Japan, the Reserve Bank of Australia, the Reserve Bank of New Zealand, the Swiss National Bank, all saying that we want to lower currency. And the Fed was the last major institution not to have gotten in there. And we've had comments from William Dudley a week before those minutes came out, and they finally expressed their concerns with the strong dollar. So to me, that was the green light for the bottom in gold. And while the action since has been still frustrating, the 1180 low that was touched in June of 2013 and again in December 2013 and was touched again a week and a half ago will likely hold again, because at the end of the day, gold is a currency, and now you have every major central bank and others that wants a lower currency.
So, Peter, do you think if the Fed is successful at really driving the U.S. dollar down and fully putting itself in this currency war, do you think that investors right away will flood to gold, or will it take them some time to get back into that market?
Well, I don't know if they'll be successful in lowering the dollar necessarily against other core currencies, but it will lower its value against other things such as precious metals and other possible commodities. You know, trying to lower the dollar against the yen is going to be a very difficult thing when the Bank of Japan's printing twice as much. But I think what you will see is, rather than algorithms saying, okay, buy dollar short gold, gold will eventually find its way against all currencies, including the dollar. When that will be, I think it's already started in a sense of, again, holding that 1180 level. But when that gets more entrenched, you know, that obviously still remains the mystery. And after 3 years of a bear market, it's even more difficult to say when. But again, I think that the news a few weeks ago in those minutes was a fundamental change for the better for the price of gold and silver.
You know, Pete, I have to tell you, I am not even close to being a short-term trader, really, in much of anything other than resource stocks when the opportunity presents itself. But in terms of gold, silver, what have you, they represent to myself and my family nothing more than long-term insurance. You know, if the bottom really falls out, I think gold and silver are not a bad thing to have, assuming you have it in units that are expendable as opposed to, you know, gold bars, what have you, which are ridiculously out of the question when you look at just providing yourself security on a day-to-day basis. You know, I have to believe that though the conventional stock market, at least for the time being, does provide a certain amount of security for the simple reason, as one of our regular guests, Gary Savage, says, keep in mind the Fed's got your back. Any comments on that?
Well, the Fed has your back when QE is on. The Fed does not have your back when QE is off. I mean, anybody just has to look at the market action after QE1 and QE2 ended, and we saw 15 to 20% decline in stocks. So I don't understand the concept that the Fed has your back. Did the Fed have your back in 2001 and 2002 when Greenspan was desperately cutting interest rates, but the NASDAQ fell 70%? Did the Fed have our back in 2000 and, 2007, 2008, 2009, when the S&P 500 fell 55% and they were desperately slashing interest rates. They have our back sometimes, but sometimes that support is not there, and sometimes it doesn't even work. You know, if you bought the DAX on June 5th saying, okay, the ECB now has our back, well, you're down 10%. So I think that this continued reliance on central bankers has to have its limits and has to have some historical perspective at the same time.
Peter, I have to tell you, that's a consideration that I think a lot of people don't consider. You know, I think a lot of people oversimplify the situation, which right now isn't even close to being simple. Your comments on that?
I agree. And just one last point. Look at the Nikkei. The Bank of Japan is printing twice as much as we are, and the Nikkei is at 15,000. 25 years ago, it was at 40,000. So I'm not sure what back the Bank of Japan had. So going to sleep at night thinking that the Fed has your back and being comfortable owning stocks that haven't been this expensive except in 2000, 2007, and some stats 1929, I don't think is very comforting.
Now, Peter, one final question here, and going along with the mentality that even if the Fed has your back and it doesn't work and these conventional markets do go down, say 50-60%, is that going to pull down everything else with it, being commodities, gold stocks, really everything in a broad spectrum?
Well, you know, who knows if that will even fall that much, but it's a good question in the sense that if that were to happen, you have to believe that the Fed would be printing even more money to try to stave that off, which would then, of course, lead to the eventual acceleration and resumption of the gold bull market. So I don't think everything will go down because, again, the monetary response to a decline in stocks will be more money printing, which will mean there will be a scramble for hard assets. Which will, you know, could also in a sense help some stocks, but not all stocks. It can help energy stocks and precious metal stocks, but if there's any inflation driven from that, I don't know how it's going to help consumer related stocks. So I think that it's going to be somewhat discriminating in terms of that response.
It sure is an interesting time in these markets that we are in right now, just because there are so many external forces that we've seen this happen before. As you mentioned, QE being pulled away, markets falling, the Fed saying that they're behind everything. But the fact of the matter is, when people start to lose faith in what the Fed is doing, we could be in for some tough times. But right now, they seem to be able to buy up these rallies or buy up these falls and give people this sense of security, whether right or wrong. Peter, always a pleasure chatting with you. Thank you for joining us. We're going to bring you back on again shortly. Everybody stick around. We're going to be right back.
To find out more about today's guest, visit us on the web at www.kereport.com. You're listening to the Corlin Economics Report. We'll be back in a moment.
Not just an alternative to the mainstream media. We're the premier independent talk radio network. We are GCN.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Does advertising on the Genesis Communications Radio Network actually bring positive results? Let's ask
Thomas Baldrick from Freeze-Dried Guy.
And do the GCN listeners let you know they heard your ad?
Customers do let us know they've heard Freeze-Dried Guy ads on GCN. They seem to be very loyal listeners to GCN, and they stay with those shows, and subsequently they stay with our business, too.
Looking for positive results? Contact Lee Wickenhauser at 877-996-4327, extension 107.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the fields is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in 4 delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Providing unique reporting on markets and companies since 1990. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Okay, welcome back. You know, I got to tell you, none of these markets, the conclusion that I have come to really make any sense. Corey and I are involved in the markets every single day. We have at least a half a dozen daily editorials discussing the markets with various pundits on the show every day. Nobody really has a handle, I don't think, completely on what's going on. Are the directions going to continue? You know, is this a safe place to be? Does the Fed have your back, et cetera, et cetera? We're speaking with Dan Kurz right now. Dan, what is your opinion about the real, true environment that we're in right now, market-wise?
Thanks, Al. Thanks, Corey. I think in one sentence, we no longer have price discovery. In other words, we have huge manipulation of capital markets, obviously bond prices and stock prices, through governments or their agents, be it the treasuries or especially the central banks. I mean, how else, as we discussed before, can you explain bond yields, government bond yields, say in pig countries that are around 2% or less, U.S. treasuries below 2%. Most of these governments, from Japan to U.K. to the United States, not to mention the pigs, are insolvent, depending upon how you look at their balance sheet, and not even including all the liabilities that they don't bring on balance sheet, Social Security, Medicare, and such. So where is the disconnect? I mean, if we had markets that made sense and weren't so manipulated, would you buy government bonds that had this pathetic yield with the huge, huge latent inflation potential associated with this 4- or 5-fold increase in the size of most balance sheets of global meaningful central banks? I don't think you would. But that's where we are price-wise. And look at stocks. You can say the same thing. I mean, we're at very high multiples. And if you look at GAAP earnings instead of the commonly ignored restructuring charges of recurring business lines, there too, we're at very high multiples in the high teens, low 20s in places. And against that backdrop, what do we have? We have the globe in a recession. We have reduced property rights. We have historically low labor participation rates in many places in Europe and also in the United States. So we have companies that are what? That are massaging earnings higher courtesy not of organic growth because it's not on offer, but through accounting and secondarily through share buybacks with zero cost of capital. So they're pushing up earnings per share, but they're not really growing the economy and setting the stage for widespread sustainable economic growth, which at the end of the day is the only thing that's going to float everybody's boats, including the earnings of the S&P 500.
Now, Dan, I've asked this question to a few people, and I want to get your input on this. And it's dealing with these elevated stock prices in the conventional markets. Why don't you think any of this money, or at least a substantial amount of this money, is flowing into the gold sector as either a speculative play or at least just for people to protect themselves?
Well, that's a two-sided question, right? Some of it is, or a large part of it is, according to numerous sources, flowing into the gold market. But that's obviously the physical gold market, which is, as I think a lot of people realize, it isn't conspiracy theory, but the paper gold market is manipulating down the price of physical gold. If you're in the market to buy gold coins, silver coins, you find that they're extending the delivery times. If you read whether it's India or China, what's going on, you see robust demand. You see the erection of trades of exchanges in China that deal only in physical. So I think under the surface, Corey, we are having an accumulation of gold. And that brings me to a very interesting point. I sent both of you an email on this about 20 minutes ago, and that is a referendum in Switzerland to potentially bring back, if possible, gold to having a fat seat at the monetary base table of the SNB or the Swiss National Bank. I think there is, the long and short of it, Corey, a recognition by increasing amounts of people, large and small, but especially those that aren't allied with the crony capitalists that are running our current policy pretty much around the world. There's a recognition that, you know, all is not right and that the ultimate protection is having a physical metal in your possession. And this is taking place. So to me, it isn't a matter of how, you know, far down can gold go as manipulated by the paper exchanges, but it's rather a matter of how much physical is available until this game of price manipulation no longer succeeds. You know, I can also ask you, Corey, why is it that treasuries yield only 2%, as I mentioned before? Does that make any sense? To PEs with an economy that's losing steam and eviscerating rule of law, property rights, incentives, in other words, heading totally in the right direction pretty much around the world, why are these earnings capitalized at such high multiples? Well, you tell me, okay, it's a net present value calculation. It's simple. The discount rates are very low. Okay, but those too are artificial. So this whole valuation exercise mutes or eradicates price discovery that markets would otherwise be capable of, and thus bring much more reasonable returns back to investors. But this isn't run for the benefit of investors or savers. It's run for the benefit of debtors, the biggest of which are obviously bankrupt governments.
Dan, I got a question. You mentioned about the situation that's going on in Switzerland right now. Do you think that thing is going to go anywhere?
I have strong doubts that it's off to a great start. And a very enterprising gentleman that owns a company that actually makes a lot of space available for securely depositing physical gold and silver in Switzerland. He has just released a poll where the Swiss electorate showed 45% to 39% in favor of such a referendum. I think at least 20% of the balance sheet of the S&P needs to be tethered to gold or calculated in gold that is backed by gold. My doubts are because in Switzerland, like in too much of the West, people have lost the sense of, you know, economic 101 fundamentals, finance 101 fundamentals. This whole charade about green energy and climate gate, and people have been misled or misinformed by the global media, our educational systems, and people that actually are against constitutional values, liberties, personal responsibility, to in essence delude them and lead them on a path that actually doesn't bring the good results that a solid constitutional system with solid money brings for the vast majority of people, as we can see around the world. In a nutshell, Al, I hope I'm wrong. I hope that enough Swiss still see that. And I say that as a dual citizen, as a bilingual person that has spent half my life roughly in either country, Swiss born. So I'm not totally speaking out of school with absolutely no insight here. But if the Swiss raise this issue and the Swiss are still federalist enough, smart enough, common sense enough to understand what this will bring them, then this could be leading by example. Said differently, I know the Germans have great problems with paper money for historical reasons. We know what the Asian take is. Where am I going with this? If this manages to get through against significant odds, I mean, they're going to have to fight the whole crony capitalist complex, the big banks where I long work, the multinationals, the significant people in government that benefit off of this unsustainable status quo. But if the Swiss manage to punch through all that fog and actually misinformation, then I think that is going to potentially put a nice floor under the price of gold also in the paper markets, because it might be an example that is followed elsewhere.
Okay, there you have it from Dan Kurz. Interesting commentary. We're going to be right back to wrap up the first hour with the Whiz Kid of Wall Street.
UnseenNow.com, proud sponsor of GCN. UnseenNow's unparalleled encryption tools keep your communications secure. GCN.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like we did for these current Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can build your website in as little as 7 days free. Plus, we'll promote it on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing. If after 30 days you're happy, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call right now and you'll also get a free .com or .net domain name for your new website powered by VeriSign, the world's leading domain name provider.
Call 800-297-0154. That's 800-297-0154.
No upfront charge for site build, after which ongoing fees apply. Rights to site are relinquished when canceled. Domain included during active service, after which fees apply.
That's 800-297-0154.
With autumn in the air, it's time to think about getting ready for winter.
and it's time to save at herbalhealer.com. You'll find amazing seasonal savings to prepare you for the fight against cold and flu season, like oregacillin to promote lung health. 30 capsules, regularly $34.95, now only $25. HHA olive leaf, a natural antiviral, normally $16.95, now 60 capsules are just $12. HHA elderberry power, a great flu and virus fighter, regularly $16.95, 60 capsules, now $10. Save on all our homeopathic detoxes. Choose from lungs, kidney, liver, brain, libido, or whole body, normally $26.95, now just $20. Visit herbalhealer.com and click on the Fall Winter Specials button to save on all our natural cold and flu fighting products. Also explore our Herbal Healer Academy correspondence courses that teach you how to handle your health naturally. Herbalhealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Hey, welcome back here to wrap up the first hour of the weekend edition. Corey and I are chatting with the whiz kid of Wall Street, Peter Grandage. You know, we talk with an awful lot of experts on this show on a daily basis and certainly on the weekend show. Peter has been around Wall Street for a long time. He started out as a broker. He made an absolutely spectacularly accurate call. Let's not call it spectacularly accurate. Let's call it a call where the timing could not have been better back in 87. Called the bottom of the market almost as it occurred. Peter has an awful lot of contacts among what I guess I would call the conventional financial types in the United States. He spends a fair amount of time over in Manhattan. He was quoted this past week in the New York Post. He really has his finger on what is going on back there. Pete, the guys who basically pull the financial strings right now, what do they think?
Onwards and upward. There's no doubt that what I've coined for a long time, the "don't worry, be happy" crowd, are in full smile mode. They are convinced that everything is just about right. Although the punch bowl might have been withdrawn somewhat, they believe the Fed won't be acting against them, so that's a positive. They think the economy, as they've been saying for the last 4 years, is going to come on, but not to the point where it's going to cause any problems. They think corporate earnings are going to continue strong. Don't see it as a cycle high now. And, you know, they continue to advocate that any and all the pullbacks are buying opportunities, and that's been evident since the crack last week ago Wednesday, that that's what's to be done, and that's their advice. I don't agree with it, but that is clearly the mood among the vast majority of pundits that work, you know, in Manhattan and around. New Jersey has grown to be really probably the second largest trading area outside, and there too everybody seems to be still quite bullish.
Now, Pete, do you think their bullish attitude is mostly because of the belief that the Fed is behind all of this and will not let the market crash? Or do you think that they just have these rose-colored glasses on right now and there's just nothing that can go wrong?
I honestly believe, although I'm going to be sarcastic when I say it, I believe my sarcasm is buried in seriousness, and that is you could toss any one of them off the top of the Empire State Building all the way down. They would say the same thing, so far, so good. It's quite just a standard belief to be long and strong no matter what. And it is rose-colored glasses. The Fed has aided them, but it's always been the mentality basically since I arrived on Wall Street 30 years ago that the least resistance is up, no matter what the conditions are out there, and that's the attitude they take. And, you know, it's kind of like, you know, if you go into a Chevy dealer, I don't expect them to tell me that if I really want a fast car to go down and buy a Mustang from the Ford dealer, he's going to sell me what he thinks is the Chevy's best fast car. And that's how it works on Wall Street. So I never really expect Wall Street, Main Street, Wall Street to ever be anything but bullish.
You know, it's funny, guys. I was having a conversation yesterday with a buddy of mine who is—he's a fairly substantial investor in resource stocks and the latest flavor of the day type stocks that you can buy up in Canada. And he was telling me, he said, you know, he said, my broker, he said, I switched brokers and I got this new broker, and she had me convinced that, you know, that I should invest in certain sectors. You know, he was specifically talking about the medical marijuana sector. And he said, you know, my portfolio went, he said, honest to God, Al, my portfolio went from just a little bit over 300,000 to just a little bit over 100,000. And the only comment that I could make to him is, well, your broker makes money on both sides of the trade, the buy and the sell. She's not necessarily in the business. I mean, yeah, theoretically, she's in the business to make you money, but she's more in the business to make herself money. When you give somebody full discretion on an account, as my friend did, you're taking a heck of a big chance. Now, I'm not talking necessarily about non-discretionary or discretionary trading. What I'm talking about here is the boys and girls on Wall Street make money on both sides of the trade. And right now, they're making huge amounts of money, basically pitching the mantra that all is well in Mudville. And Casey's coming up to bat, and he's going to hit a home run. So, boy, don't even think about getting out.
Well, you know, let me take a minute. You talk about my call in the 87 crash, and I wrote about it recently because we just celebrated the 27th anniversary of it. When I made that initial call as head of investment strategy for a New York Stock Exchange member firm, the very next day the firm wanted me to resign or retract it, which I refused. And their argument was a very good one from a sales point. They said, Pete, 90% of all our clients are not going to sell everything like you advise. And if you're wrong, you're going to be the laughing stock. They're never going to listen to you again. If you're right and this devastation you're predicting happens, they're going to be too hurt to take advantage of when you tell them it's time to go back in. So let's look at the 10% that may listen to you. I bet you half of them will be too afraid to go back in when you tell them it's time to go back in. Well, you know what, Pete? We can't last on Wall Street with only 5% of our clients benefiting from your advice, so why don't you retract that? And from a pure sales standpoint, he had an excellent argument. And unfortunately, I believe that the archangel could show up at Moat's head of investment strategies office on Wall Street, tell them God themselves told them that the market's about to crash, and even if they believed it was the angel, the firms they work for wouldn't allow them to do that. So I think it's extremely, extremely biased on Wall Street. It'll always be, and it's always going to be heavily tilted to the buy side no matter what.
So, Pete, let's take it from the other side, from the investor's standpoint, the people that give the brokers money or trust their money with the brokers. What's your take on how these people are feeling about the conventional markets right now?
Again, the vast majority of them still work on the benefit of a market moving higher and not lower. There's very, very little interest in playing the short side or controversial plays, which they would consider hard assets to many of these people still, are so-called controversial or what they would tell people is high-risk plays. And so they are, you know, it doesn't take it hard to see that if you just turn on any typical financial program where the Main Street people come on, it's always stocks, bonds, and cash. That's how they split up their portfolio. That may fluctuate, but you never hear them talk about commodities or hard assets or actually being short or actually being substantially large amounts of cash. And that's the way it's always going to be. So I never reviewed it since the days I worked there, you know, day in, day out, that there's ever going to be true independent objective advice from those type of firms.
Well, the problem is it all gets back to, you know, it all gets back to the fact that these guys, they got to pay their light bill, they got to pay their mortgage payment, they got to pay their rent payment, whatever they have, they have bills they have to pay, and you know they're in the business of making money. Now I'm not certainly not saying, Pete, that all brokers are that way. I wouldn't begin to say that. I got a lot of friends who have incredibly high principles, but the fact of the matter is, you have to be really, really careful. You got to listen to more than just your broker. You have to listen to as many people as you possibly can. Let's switch subjects a little bit right now. In your opinion, Pete, how long are the legs of this of the conventional market right now?
Oh, we've been in a major topping phase. It's hard for people to see that. But if you really look at the whole year of 2014, we really don't have any real substantial gains. But if you turned on the audio or listened to the headlines of any given time during this year, you would think the market had made great strides. And this is a major, major top formation that's being put in. We're at the cycle top of earnings. We're seeing in the third quarter results coming out that the only things that we're seeing is this little trickery and buybacks of stocks gave a little bit more earnings, but the revenues are flat to down. When you have the IBMs and Coca-Colas and the McDonald's not making money, you have problems not only in the U.S. but worldwide with the economy. So whether or not it rolls completely over and comes down hard, or just winds its way and gets into 2015 slightly lower, the bulk of the gains, in my mind, have clearly already been made, and they were made last year.
I don't think anybody can disagree with that one there, Pete. Clearly, the markets right now, well, they have bounced back from this correction that we had in the last couple of weeks. The fact of the matter is they are not performing as well as they did in the last year, even the year before that. So maybe the money is fully made in those markets, and hopefully that money will start flowing out into the precious metals. But right now, it seems like a lot of the traders or a lot of the people are still drinking the Kool-Aid that these markets are going higher, and they are running them higher. So who knows if we'll see all-time highs, but I don't think we're going to go screaming through all of them, and it's going to be rosy-colored glasses for everybody. Pete, always great chatting with you. Everybody, stick around for the second hour of the show when we're going to be covering a few more political issues. Thanks, Pete.
For our upcoming appearance schedule, visit kereport.com. The Corwin Economics Report will be back in just a moment.
Hi, I'm Sam Nussbaum, WellPoint's Chief Medical Officer. We proudly support the March of Dimes mission to improve the health of babies and fight premature birth. We're helping the March of Dimes fund breakthroughs in research and community programs that help more moms have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Join us in working together to provide children with a healthier start in life. Visit marchofdimes.org.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy at 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.